Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
A mum whose daughter was acting out has revealed she secretly read her diary and her husband is furious. The woman explained that her daughter, who she refers to as Issy, has always been kind, well-behaved, respectful and focused at school until she moved into secondary school. Without going into all the ins and outs, these new kids, she says, well, they weren't like her old friends, and while I can't paint them all with one brush, I'd say mostly they are not a good crowd, she explained in a post online. Gradually, she noticed her daughter changing. She started talking back to teachers, her grades started to slip, and teachers started to phone home about their concerns. But when another parent called her to say that Izzy, along with her son and a group of other kids, had been smoking and drinking, she decided enough is enough. It's time to take matters into my own hands. I knew Izzy kept a diary, and up until now I had no desire to read it. But with nothing else working, and Izzy on this trajectory, I decided it was, so she said. So when she was at school one day, she rummaged around her drawers and she found the diary. After reading the most recent entries, her concerns about her daughter's friends were confirmed. They were a bad influence. The diary revealed that her pals had peer pressured Izzy into drinking alcohol for the first time, as well as smoking. And after a few weeks of reading the diary entries, she shared what she had been doing with her husband. But he was incredibly upset and said she had betrayed her daughter's privacy. Now, she doesn't mention the daughter's age, but I'm assuming the daughter's about 14 or 15 years of age, as she'd gone into secondary school and this has happened for a couple of years. So I'm assuming she's probably about 14, 15 years of age. So would you look in your child's diary, or indeed their mobile phone? Because not everybody keeps a diary anymore. A lot of people just keep a mobile phone and they keep the everything they do, maybe their notes or their diaries, their calendars on their mobile phones, you know, or they have their Facebook account or their private messages. I mean, do you think you have a right to look to a 15-year-old's phone or to look to a 15-year-old's diary, as it would have been then? Do you have a right? Is that an invasion of their privacy? I mean, does her mother have the right to look at her own daughter's secret diary if she's genuinely worried about something that's going on? What would you do if your child suddenly regressed, your child suddenly became quiet, went into themselves a little bit, maybe seemed a bit depressed? And maybe they were writing a diary. Maybe you knew they were writing a diary. 14, 15 years of age. Maybe you knew they were putting entries into their mobile phone. Or maybe they seem concerned looking in their mobile phone on a regular basis. Would you look at it? Do you believe you have a right to do that as a parent? And is it an invasion of their privacy to look in their diary or their mobile phone for that matter? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Is your child entitled to privacy? All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. Do you believe you have a right to disrespect the privacy of your own child by looking in their diary or looking in their mobile phone? Jerry, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing?
How you doing, Niall? How's things?
Good. Jerry, I mean, do you have a right? Do you have kids, Jerry, by the way?
I don't know, but like I have like lots of cousins and god kids.
Yeah,
and all
oh, okay,
crap,
god,
like, you know?
God people.
And I was a kid myself once.
All right, okay, well then do we have a right to look in their phones or look in their diaries?
Well, I don't know about that, but surely it would have been just easier when, if the school was ringing about the kid, to just maybe have a chat with the kid instead of going, you know, straight for the nuclear option to check in the diary. Like.
Well, I'm assuming the mother did have a chat with her. I'm assuming that wasn't the first option.
Hopefully. Well, you know, I don't know, but like maybe chat to the other parents of the kids. I mean, kids have to have some kind of privacy and some kind of faith that they're able to do things not without their parents being there all the time.
Like, well, yeah, but she did find out what was going on.
Like,
I mean,
you know?
She did find out what was going on. She found out she was drinking and smoking.
Yeah, but she could have found that out just by chatting to her, like.
Yeah, well, she might lie. Well, she might lie about it, you know. She might, you know, were you drinking? No, I wasn't.
Yeah. I get you. But still, like, I don't know, kids have to have some kind of, because they're growing up. If it was like an 8 or 9 year old, it'd be different. But when they're a teenager, they're on the way to being an adult, and they have to kind of learn, or they have to have the trust that they're able to do their own thing and make their own mistakes. You know.
So, if your daughter is say 13 or 14 years of age, And you have concerns maybe about boyfriends and stuff like that, maybe that, you know, shouldn't be going on at that age, inappropriateness, let's say, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, is it okay to have a, you know, to make sure that you have the password to her phone? Is it okay, to pick up her phone and put a password in and look to her private messages and stuff? Is that out of the question?
I think so. I think it would be, like, I would hope that you'd be able to, you'd have enough.
But you have a responsibility to them.
You have responsibility for sure, but that's where you're checking up by, you know, talking to them, giving them the information they need.
I think you're right. I think you're right over the age of 16.
But I
genuinely believe at 13 that I have an absolute right to look at my daughter or son's mobile phone at 13 years of age.
Well, maybe if it's like their first year in secondary school, because you know they're still kind of. They're at the start of the grown-up part of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it depends on the concerns you have, too, of course, and the relationship you have with your child. But stay there for a second, Jerry. Michelle, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. Jerry believes maybe it's a step too far that children, even though they are children, deserve some level of privacy. Do you agree?
Well, you see, the simple answer would be, initially when I was asked the question, would be, no, you should never look at your children's diaries. Now, phone may be slightly different.
Well, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. I think you're in your diary, you're more inclined to put your own personal thoughts.
And fantasize a little bit, maybe, as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I found my own diaries from boarding school there recently.
So you were horrified reading them back yourself.
I swear to God. That
never happened.
My words were so simple and yet so complicated.
Today I had a crush on Mr. Flynn, my economics teacher.
If he knew my teachers, he wouldn't say that. But you know what I mean? Like, it's heightened. Your diary is more heightened, more emotional. It's more, you know, your phone messages are more immediate.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
And initially I would have said, no, don't look at your daughter or son's diaries. Well, it's more to daughters, I'd say, than sons, right? But it's not as simple as that. Because if you're standing on the sidelines and you're watching your child change dramatically, not just from being an ordinary teenager where they're, you know, they have 10
Yeah, but they all change anyway. That's part of it, you know, as they become teenagers. They do start to drink and smoke and things.
They suddenly become very quiet, or they're up in their room and they never come. You know, lots of variations of that. It's a very fine line. But here would be my real thinking. If you do, don't ever let on.
Because the problem is you can't unsee it.
No, you can't unsee it. But I think you have to figure out how do you deal with what you have seen.
I mean, what would you do if you read your daughter's diary at 15 years of age and she put down, tonight for the first time I had sex with my boyfriend? You'd be horrified as a parent, and you can't unsee that. So are you going to say something?
You can't go either. And if you tell her, you've broken all trust and she will never confide in you. Now, she hasn't confided you in the first place.
I think it's
about having a conversation.
Yeah,
I think it's about having a conversation around that topic, but obviously not immediately. You need to think about what you're going to say, and you need to think about how you're going to approach it, because you need her to, or him, to open up and tell you how they really feel. And I always said, my attitude was, when my kids were small, I said to them, our teenagers, I used to say to them, I don't care what you've done, just don't lie to me. I don't, no matter how bad it is, we'll deal with it. I could be initially cross, I could be initially annoyed, but I love you dearly. So we'll fix it, or we'll get through it, or, you know, we can.
And
talk
that's great if you have a good relationship with your kids. By the way, and even if you have a good relationship, they might not tell you everything. Yeah, they might be a little bit embarrassed to tell you certain things, or whatever.
I mean, like, look, my parents were fantastic. They were probably the most liberal parents I know of anybody. I mean, you know, they were amazing. But there were still things that, to this day, that we tell her. She kind of goes, God, I'm glad I didn't know about that.
Right. I get you.
Teenagers by right experiment. You know, this
and
is
by the way, your own kids. How old are your own kids now, Michelle?
My kids go between 32 and 29.
Oh, right, okay, so they're
three.
You know, they're able to do what they want now at this stage.
They're able to do what they want, but
I mean, when they were young. Well, see, I can't do the comparison, because when they were young, at, you know, 13 or 14, there wasn't mobile phones anyway.
No, there was.
Well, not to the extent they are now. Not the social media. Yeah,
I would have been tempted. You know what I mean? I'm actually, what surprises me is how, I mean, I had my niece here recently, and like, her mobile phone was literally attached to her. And I mean, I had
surgically,
to leave
yes.
her when she was going to bed, to leave it outside the bedroom door. she could lock it, she could do whatever she wanted, but not to, you know, not to have it in the bedroom. But like, I don't know how parents even get their mobile phones after children, to be honest about.
Well,
you know what I mean?
That's, by the way, that's a rule that I used to have in the house too for my daughter, because she was the youngest, obviously, and because that's, she grew up with the smartphone, and that was one of the rules. When she went to bed, the iPad and the mobile phone had to be left outside the door.
Yeah, and I think outside their bedroom door, they feel a bit more control. If you stay in the kitchen, I think it's a step too far. You know, that kind of thing. I think it's that whole thing. But at the end of the day, they can lock their phones and you can't get into them anyway.
But do you believe you're entitled to get into it?
No.
No?
No.
At any age?
Probably Michelle. Under 13, 13, 14 maybe so. But
I'm saying 16. Under 16 years of age, I believe, as a parent, you have a responsibility. I'm not saying you should go spying on them constantly all the time. That's not the case. But they should be aware, under the age of 16, as a parent, you have a right to look at their phone.
No, okay, you might have a right to look at it, but if I was a smart teenager, I wouldn't be keeping anything on my parents. If I knew my parents would go look at my phone, I wouldn't be keeping anything on
it. I'm not saying you look at it every day, but that at least they know in their heads, you know, that if I'm doing something wrong, they can see.
Yes, you can pick it up.
Yeah.
You can say, give me your phone.
Hopefully you'll never have to look at it. But
yeah, hopefully you won't, but like, for some parents, that would be consistent. You know, it would be continuous. Let me see your phone. Like, I think it's about developing trust. I think it's about having open conversations. You know, at the end of the day, all teenagers, or the majority, are going to break the rules. That's part of being a teenager.
Yeah.
But it's about, I suppose, it's about, like you've often said, know where they are.
Yeah.
You know, are they where they say they are? And most of us, and I've made that mistake, and I don't, you know, don't make myself out to be any better than anybody else. You know, I'm gone to Johnny's. Oh, great. You know, did I ring up every single time he said he was going to Johnny's? No, I didn't.
Did you ever ring up when he said he was going to Johnny's?
Beg your pardon?
Did you ever ring up when he said he was going to Johnny's?
Oh, I did. Oh, I did. You know, but more so if they were staying overnight.
Yeah.
If they were staying overnight, I wanted to know, I had to speak to that parent, had to speak to me.
Of course,
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But if they were, you know, I mean, going out for an afternoon and they were going down, you know, I'm going down to, well, we live in the countryside, so it's probably slightly different. But, you know, they were going off, oh, it's fine. But let me assure you, there was as much mayhem went on in the afternoon as went on an A night.
Yeah. And you kept a diary yourself, by the way, Michelle, yeah?
I've kept a diary. I've always kept a diary.
How long have you kept the diary for?
I've kept it now since I was 12. So I'm 15. About 45.
And would you read out a chapter on the air from when you were 12?
When I was... I can
probably have you got it there?
I probably have it somewhere. Now, it's probably rubbish.
Well, I'm going to go into a break. Go off and find there for us. I'd love to hear a chapter when you were 12. Go on, I want to mortify you on the air. Would you be able to find it that quickly if I give you 3 minutes?
I probably could.
Two
find
minutes.
It if I put my mind to it. Yeah, go on.
Go on. Back in a second. Any luck, Michelle?
Yes.
Oh, you did.
I've actually tried to find one that doesn't actually mention any particular people.
All right, okay. That'll be fair enough. Yeah, we don't want to get anyone into trouble.
Yeah. So I said, here. This
now, how old were you when you wrote this?
So this is January 81, so I was probably 12.
Right, 1981, okay.
Yeah, 1981, so nothing special happened today. I have passed 5 tests with a bad mark. Dad will not be pleased. A person I know has not come back yet. Feeling a bit sorry for him. Got a lot of study. Another person is happy, in his happy sort of mood. It was like, I can't read. Like,
isn't that lovely? But so that you can remember that day when you got your results and you thought when you'd go home, your dad would go bonkers because you got bad results.
But unfortunately, most of my entries are name people. Do you know that kind of thing? Like,
I know.
I see lots of heartbreak over one particular person around going, oh, he crossed the road, he didn't say hello to me. And, oh,
he hates me. He doesn't like me. He doesn't fancy me. Why is he crossing the road?
Me again, and I'm mad to hell. Oh, my God. When I think about it, I mean, I literally read them and cringe and kind of go, oh, but that's how I felt. And that's part of being a teenager, do that kind of thing.
And would you have been, if your mom or dad, you know, at any point had have read them, would you have been horrified?
I would have been, but equally, I think they wouldn't have understood me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, when I was crying over some fella, my mother was looking at me at 14, kind of going, I should be plenty more fish in the sea, you know. Didn't really understand the heart, your first broken heart, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, they're looking at it from kind of an older perspective. You just are so caught up in this absolute emotional turmoil you're going through, like, that, you know, they never understand, you know, and I'll never get over this. And,
yeah, parents have no clue what I'm going through in my life. They're ruining my life.
They don't. Yeah. You know, if I was only young enough to know everything, like, you don't think they know it all.
Yeah, let's just stay there for a second, because Evelyn, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. I have to say, Evelyn, it was lovely to hear that excerpt from Michelle's diary from 1981. It's amazing what we all put in our diaries or in our phones and how we feel at the time. But Evelyn, do you believe we have a right as parents to look?
Yes, Niall. I think if we think there's something out of character with them, or they're doing something that they're not able to talk about, that maybe if you got a hint of something,
yeah,
you might be able to address it. Yes.
Okay. I suppose modern day it's phones, and those days more so it was diaries. Yes. Although some girls still keep diaries.
Yes.
And you believe as a parent you have a right to know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And up to what age? Up to what age?
I think 16.
Okay, well, that I would agree with you. That's the age. Yes. I said 16 years of age. I thought was a good age. And you yourself, you took the locks off the bedroom door.
No, we didn't take the locks off, Niall. We went a little bit further. We took the door off the hinges.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. My daughter, she was the eldest of the family. We had two boys after her. She had friends around. They weren't her usual friends.
Okay.
And we kind of thought that they were using her.
Okay.
But we let things go and we just kept an eye on things. And then she started, the bedroom door was being locked.
Okay.
And a rule in our house where there was no locked doors. You know, it was everybody's house.
It's not a bad rule, by the way. That's a good rule, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was everybody's house, kind of, so you came and go. Now, you know.
With the exception of the bathroom, of course, yeah.
Exactly. You expected everyone's privacy.
Yeah.
But, you know, so the door was being locked. So we said to her, sorry, no, can't lock your doors. So we went in one day when she was in school and we found some cigarettes and matches.
And how old was she? And how old was she?
She was about 14.
Oh, okay.
And we knew she wouldn't have smoked because her grandmother had died of cancer and she would have never smoked herself and she wouldn't have been able to afford them. So we knew it was the other girls that were kind of using her room or using her as, you know, being able to hide.
To stash the stuff, yes.
Yes. So we just gave her the warning. And then the following day, I went up and the door was locked. So we said, okay, that's it. So we took the door off the hinges.
So now you've an open door policy.
Yes.
So now there's no hiding.
We stored the door in our room and she came home from school and she went up the stairs and went, Mommy, where's my door?
You're ruining my life.
Yeah, and Niall, her room in the upstairs of the house, no matter where you were going to, whatever room you were going to or whatever bathroom you were coming out of, you had to pass her room so you could see her, no matter where she sat in the room.
Right, and how long did it take for her to get her door back?
Oh, I'd say it was gone for about 3 months.
Okay, until she kind of learned the lesson.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
And she did learn. You know, she did. She understood and, you know, and I just thought it was our way of dealing with it. And
okay, well, you got to be cruel to be kind sometimes, I have to be honest. But I agree with you. I think you do have a right if you believe something is going wrong under the age of 16. I think so. I know Michelle doesn't necessarily agree with everything there. I'm running out of time, unfortunately, and I'd love to talk to you more. Michelle, thank you very much for reading your diary for us, all right, and sharing that with us, all right. It was lovely to listen to. And thank you, Evelyn, for giving us your story there in relation to your daughter. I'm sure a lot of people around the country would love to do the same thing for their daughters.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.